This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Thanks so much for joining me today. Appreciate the time that you're with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, get involved, be engaged, head up to the website, therealside.com. Where you can watch live, listen live, take the ball. Wait, head up there. I want you involved. We can, you know, get involved, get engaged. Give me your email address. We send out one email a week. I'll let you know what's up, you know, what's going on with the show. Yes, we have some sponsorships on. We have all kinds of stuff going on. And I want you involved in that. I would ask that you be involved in it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we've talked about this issue a half a dozen times. And I don't know if you guys realize how important this is. And some of you have kids or teenage grandkids or nieces, nephews, whatever. But according to the Brain Institute, you can find that at the Brain Institute. And it's at the University of Pittsburgh. You just Google this, you'll find it. And there's been more and more studies coming out lately to show that excessive use or consistent use of social media sites raise depression risks. Now, I don't know if you guys know this. And a lot of some of the groups will try to make you believe it's a certain group that commits suicide more than others. But the suicide rate in this country is up 70% from 2006. Right? Since 2006, you've seen this mass growth in smartphones. I'm just saying, look at you. You start looking at what's out there, what's happening. You start looking when the smartphones start taking hold. You start looking at more when more and more of our young people were being fed more and more of this online information. They're always looking for the next one up. They're always looking for the next happy. And again, recently we did a story, two or three months ago, about a study that came out and said, you know, when you're working social media and some other things online, it releases dopamine into your system. Makes you happy again. You're always looking for more of that high. More of that happy. But you're not going to find it. It's not there. It's not where the happiness is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When you hop online, you see your friends are doing something you're not. They can afford to do it. You can't. Maybe they got a better grade than you. They can go there. You can't. They're taking pictures from Europe because their parents have enough money to take them there, but they don't have it for you. You didn't go. You see what's going on, and the guy or the girl that you want to date, you're seeing is dating somebody else, and how well they're talking about each other, how nicely they're talking about each other. So a national survey by Pitt Center for Research on Media, Technology, and Health found that the use of multiple social media platforms is more strongly associated with depression and anxiety among young adults than the total amount of time they spend on social media. Now, the analysis, it was published online, scheduled for an April print, but it had to be pushed back. It showed that people who report using 7 to 11 social media platforms had more than 3 times the risk of depression, than their peers who use no more than two platforms, even after adjusting for the total time spent on social media overall. This association is strongly enough that clinicians could consider asking their patients with depression and anxiety about the multiple platforms. Now, see, these aren't talk show hosts. These aren't just conservative Republicans with nothing better to do than stick their nose in your business. These are PhDs. These are MDs. These are going on at major colleges across the country. You know, they sampled over almost 1,800 young adults, ages 19 through 32. Right? They used an established depression assessment tool questionnaire to determine whether social media use. The questionnaires asked about 11 of the most popular social media platforms, like, come on, guess. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Google+, Instagram, Snapchat, Reddit, Tumblr, Pinterest, Vine, and LinkedIn. Everyone used Vine? No. LinkedIn. Participants used 7 of the 11 platforms had three times the odds of reporting higher levels of depression symptoms than the counterparts who used 0 to 2 platforms. Right? I mean, the more you had, the higher the rate went up. Whatever happened to the touch, the physical connection, talking to somebody? I always got a kick out of when, what was it, AOL Instant Messenger? Our girls used to do that, sitting next to each other. It was the dumbest thing in the world. You can't talk to each other? Oh, you want to say something that Dad doesn't hear? Good luck with that. Primack and his team proposed several hypotheses as to why multi-platform social media use may drive depression and anxiety. Multitasking, as would happen when switching between platforms, is known to be related to poor cognitive and mental health outcomes. The distinct set of unwritten rules, cultural assumptions, and, you know, idiosyncrasies of each platform are increasingly difficult to navigate when the number of platforms rise. Use rises. You know, the more these things you use, the harder it is to concentrate, and it just makes you a little more depressed. There's more of an opportunity to commit a social faux pas when using multiple platforms. And then you might get embarrassed. So what? Join the club. It happens. But they really want to understand the way that people are using multiple social platforms and their experiences within those platforms. But how about this? How about real simple? Why don't you get out and go to a coffee shop with somebody? Why don't you get out and get involved and converse with somebody? There's an odd idea. Put your hand in their hand. Look them in the eyes. Whole different animal, don't you think? Trump is cracking down on wasted time and money at the VA. Learn more about that after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take.
Okay, everybody. Just kidding. I am Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you. Hey, say, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do. Check out the stations and the times. If we're not a station in your area, you know what to do. We've done this before and it works. Call your station manager. Ask them what the heck is wrong with them. Why aren't they carrying the show? And you'd be surprised at what happened. We've seen it happen before. We've seen it work before. If you head up to the website, you can, again, watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. We do send out emails from time to time, let you know what's going on. Or If you prefer to get it on your phone, it isn't that hard. Okay? It's TRS. You want to text TRS to 313131. It's TRS to 313131. And I'm telling you, you won't be, I don't beat you up with it. And you can stop at any time by simply typing stop in that heart. All right. So, you know, with everything that's going on, we're watching them trying to come over the border, trying to invade us, and you know, we've not like we have an endless amount of money. I know the Democrats think that we can just keep printing money. It's not a problem, not an issue, but it is. And it's about time that President Trump has decided enough with wasting money at the VA. You know, seriously, it's one thing if some of you think you just keep throwing bodies at it and it'll fix itself. Or you keep throwing money at it and it'll fix itself. No, it won't. And if you want to see what single-payer health care is going to look like on an exponential level, just look at the VA. Seriously. We can't manage these kinds of things. We don't know how. We stink at it. Believe it or not, the Department of Veterans Affairs has 430 medical professionals who insist on performing their duties as nurses and doctors spend some or all of their time, you ready for this one? Working for their federal employee unions. It's a very common thing. It's a very common thing for employees of you know, police department or what have you, that they're doing work for their unions. And it all happens on a taxpayer dime. Now, not anymore, and that's according to the VA's new announcement. As of November 15th, The VA will repudiate part of its master collective bargaining agreement. In particular, it'll eliminate all forms of taxpayer-funded official time for its roughly 104,000 Title 38 medical professionals. You know, these labor laws need changing. According to the Federal Labor Relations Authority, official time is that in which an employee's activities are not directed by the agency, but for which an employee is nevertheless entitled to compensation from the agency. So here, go pick up these union ballots, go do this for the union, go do that for the union, and by the way, the federal government's going to pay you. I don't think it's right. In other words, official time refers to taxpayer paying federal employees to perform non-federal activities. Right, so hundreds of doctors and nurses at the VA, they receive their full-time federal salaries, which is, look at, the grand scheme of things is not a lot of money. Let's just be honest about it. It's about $75,000 a year for the nurses, $187,000 for the doctors. Right? There's great benefits. Now, again, some of you are going, oh, my God, you don't think $187,000. It's not that I don't think $187,000, the dollar amount is a lot. Think about the pressure they're under, what they're doing, and how many hours they work. Seriously. As Acting VA Assistant Secretary for Human Resources and Administration Jacqueline Hayes Byrd said, President Trump has made it clear VA employees should always put veterans first, period. In case you missed that. Always put veterans first, period. And he's actually acting. I think that's part of what's scaring him, scaring people, and ramping up the negativity. You got a guy that's on the campaign trail said, I'm going to do A, B, C, and D, and guess what he's doing? A, B, C, and D, and E, and F, and G. He hasn't stopped. Now, the same argument should extend to the entire federal workforce, right? Federal employees should perform the duties that they were hired to do and nothing else. Shouldn't be told that you have to go. You know, it's really funny because under some of these union laws or agreements, you pull a union worker off their regular job, send them to another to fill in for somebody, you have to pay them a differential. You have to pay them more money. But not in this case. While the administration does not have the power to prohibit official time for the rest of the federal workforce, or even all of the VAs, anybody have a guess as to how many VA employees there are? 380,000 employees. Think about that. 380,000 employees. And we still have problems scheduling, you know, a man for help. Scheduling a soldier for help. Now, it can do so for the VA's Title 38 medical professionals on the basis that the official time negatively impacts patient care. For anyone else, you know, they'd have to challenge that negative impact. But think, I mean, you've got all hundreds of thousands of people. And you're telling me that a nurse, well, not even a nurse, maybe Maybe one of the janitors, the one that cleans every room. That wouldn't negatively impact their job. They wouldn't be able to get the floor done, maybe. According to a 2017 Government Accountability Office report, it examined official time at the VA. It said it interviewed said it can be especially challenging to find other staff to fill in for employees who are responsible for serving patients, yet spend more of their work time as official time. See, I think it should be. If you want to put time in, you can volunteer for it. Seriously. If you can't get your regular job done, if you're one of those people that you're working hard all day long, you know, whatever, let's just say 9 to 5, and you're barely getting stuff done, then how are you going to be able to do this? With a complete prohibition on all official time activities at the VA and across the entire federal government, taxpayers keep paying a heavy price. Anybody got an idea what this costs a year to do this kind of thing? For federal employees as a whole, to do for all intents and purposes union work, it's $163 billion a year. Hey, there's the wall money. We could build a triple wall for that kind of money, maybe a quadruple wall, I don't know. Fill it with water, you know what I'm saying? Trump has tried to curb these excessive costs, and they still put them. I think this is amazing. I'm looking at you saying, look, I have a way to trim money, get more money into the VA, help more veterans, get it done faster, get it done more... What? No? That's exactly what's being done. And we let it happen. We keep letting it happen. Bloodshed in Chicago? Not only does it get worse, but now they're killing police officers. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I am Joe Messina, your host.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
So we have four deceased individuals, police officer, two female staff employees at the hospital, and the offender.
Chicago police say four people killed in a shooting at Mercy Hospital, including the gunman, Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
He and his partner were actually doing something else and responded to the officer needs assistance calm.
And the police superintendent telling reporters,
"There's no doubt in my mind that all those officers that responded were heroes, and they saved a lot of lives because we just don't know how much damage he was prepared to do."
Chicago Mayor Democrat Rahm Emanuel,
"Remember what is important in life, and that there are others who are part of our larger family who will have a tear and a hole that will never really heal, but will always have a scar."
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
God bless. We are back. That's right. Disco Monday or something. I don't know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to our website. You know why? If you're watching, see, you're going to miss out if you're not. You get one of these cups. That's right. TRS mug where the coffee, as far as I'm concerned, tastes much better in the mug. Okay? I mean, seriously. Tastes so much better in the mug. And if you don't agree with me, I won't give you your money back. I'll just say you have bad taste buds or something. But I'm enjoying it immensely. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just get engaged in the conversation. Help us figure out what's going on as well. Okay? Be part of the solution. That's what I tell you guys all the time. You got to be part of the solution. Otherwise, yeah, I know it's an old cliche type of thing. But frankly, if you're not part of the solution, then what are you doing there? You're just part of the problem. It never stops. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, apparently, Nancy Pelosi feels, not that anybody cares, but it makes good for good theater. Nancy Pelosi feels that this whole thing is sexist for those that are opposing her as speaker. And this is what it means. This is what they've done now. If you oppose them for any reason, it's color, it's gender. Apparently, you can oppose any old white guy or young white guy, for that matter, that you want to. But you can't oppose a woman. And oh, sweet Jesus, if it's a black woman, you're really done. Right? So here's some of the cries of sexism from the left. Maybe.
What I talked about frequently on the campaign trail was the need to have new voices in Congress, the need to turn a new page.
We answer that call for new leadership by reinstalling the same status quo establishment leadership that we've had in this party since 2006, then we're letting down the American people.
I think once we show that the leader can't get to 218, you're going to see other people throw their hat in the ring, too.
Now, there are a lot of...
Would be really nice if they would just hand it to us. You realize that could happen, right? The leader doesn't have to be, first of all, a member of Congress. That's number one. Number two is, I'm not so sure if it's ever happened. I'm not going to say for sure, but you know, you would never elect the leader of another party, right? I mean, seriously, you know that every one of the Republicans is going to vote against Nancy. It's just what they're supposed to do. Wouldn't it be great if there was a third party in there and somehow we pull? It never going to happen, but we pull that off. Wouldn't that be great? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really, you know, it's really just amazing to me. At how the Democrats help these far left candidates get on there and never think for one second they're going to have an issue or a problem. I mean, I'm loving the theatrics that this Cortez woman, she's going to make Sheila Jackson Lee and Nancy Pelosi and Wasserman Schultz, she's going to make them look like rogue scholars. You know, the killing in Chicago has now bled over into a Chicago police officer being killed. This stuff that's going on in Chicago, this killing, this senseless garbage that's happening there, it needs to be stopped. But it can't be stopped with the same mantra, take the guns off the street. You know, Rahm Emanuel, to his credit, and I don't know if he was at his wit's end or what, but to his credit, the last major speech he gave, when many had been killed over a weekend, he said, this, you know, the problem is these people don't know right from wrong. Right? They're not educated. And he went on to rip apart, you know, they have no discipline. And he's right. They have no discipline. Right? They have no boundaries. Borders. Boundaries. Nobody else can have a gun so they can run free. They know that nobody can stop them because nobody else has a gun. Chicago police officer was fatally shot at Mercy Hospital on Monday. In addition to the unidentified officers, three others were wounded and remain in critical condition after the active shooter went in and started shooting the police up. The suspect gunman is dead, although it wasn't immediately clear if the shooter was killed or died from self-inflicted gunshot wounds. Earlier Monday, Anthony Guglielmi, chief communications officer for the Chicago Police Department, said, hey, multiple victims were reported at the hospital. He tweeted that the officers are doing a methodical search of Mercy Hospital and noted at least one possible offender is shot. Now, the hospital had just confirmed after 5:30 the shooting took place and it was over in a relatively short period of time. Chicago Police Department had secured the hospital. The patients are safe. The FBI is assisting the Chicago police in the investigation. But again, back to, when does this stop? Right? I mean, seriously, when does this kind of thing stop? I don't have the answers. I don't live in Chicago. But these poor people have been going through this forever. And every time you turn around, there's another violent, senseless shooting. Now a police officer is involved in this. Well, not involved. Police officer has been shot and killed. And we should allow them to use any means necessary to try to figure out how that happened and what they need to do to keep it from happening again. At least that's where my head's at, right? Some more sad news, if you would. The Camp Fire death toll, that's a major fire in California. The death toll there has risen to about 79 and is still 700 people. Think about that. 700 people missing in that fire. And it might be a long time. You know, I don't know if it's true or not. You know, you see these, too many of these stories come by. But where they had skeletal remains sitting in a car. Somebody probably driving along and realized it was over, it was done, and moving too quick for them. I can't even imagine. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honia said the list of names of those unaccounted for after a deadly wildfire has dropped to around 700. He said there's 300 fewer than was on the list starting Monday. Authorities are throwing out there that many of the people on the list may be safe and just unaware that they've been listed. The campfire swept through the rural town of Paradise on November 8th. It's destroyed nearly 12,000 homes, and the fire burned over 150,000 acres. As of today, it's only 70% contained. Right? Amazing. Almost 5,000 workers are battling the blaze. And it's the deadliest wildfire in California history. Now, the governor had let slip out yesterday in a news conference that the town of Paradise and towns like it probably would not be able to rebuild in the same way. I don't know what that means. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the cost associated with rebuilding fire retardant or fireproof homes and all the stuff they're going to have to put in is probably going to be a problem for some of those people. All those people who lived in Paradise were older folks that were retired, a lot of them. So they had set income. I bet you many of them didn't have fire insurance. Very expensive to get in an area like that, especially when it hasn't burned in so long. But again, we go back at story after story if people would pay attention. The California eco freaks have got to allow the fire department, they've got to allow the state to clean up these forests. They used to do controlled burns years ago, but, you know, that whole air pollution thing stopped them from doing it. And look what happened. 80 people are dead, or almost 80 people are dead because of this. And I'm sure it's going to rise from there. And you can't hold the government responsible for this stuff. Although we should. We should hold Jerry responsible for this. Because he actually vetoed a bill that was, I think it was 100% of the legislature voted on a bill that would help clean up these forests. Help do forestry. I mean, my God, if you don't want to go in and burn them, then go in and clean up as much as you can. Stick it in a shredder. Or chipper, wood chipper, whatever. And make mulch for everywhere. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. But what I do know is what they're doing isn't working. It isn't global warming. It's state stupidity. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a little while. De Blasio says he wants more government control of New York property. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Who doesn't love horns? You? Get away from the show. Shut it up. Go somewhere else. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you doing things. Seriously. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take a look. Give me your email address. Right, send out an email once a week. That's it. And I want to know what's going on. You know, it's just, again, it's amazing to me that many people need a tinge, a poke to find out what's going on. And I say that because, you know, a lot of people, not just myself, there's a lot of other people say, hey, look, you know, we're not getting notices anymore from Facebook. Well, you know, that's great. Sorry to hear that. I think you have a calendar. Most of you have a smartphone. Set the calendar. That simple. pick a few of the favorite shows you'd like to hear and set the calendar. If you head up to our website, therealside.com, that's if the show's not being carried in your area, you're going to find out that you can get it right there. You can get the show right there on your phone. And I don't know, some of the new cars you can pump it through the system. That's nice. So everybody, you can irritate everybody in the car. I'm an equal opportunity irritator. De Blasio citing a socialistic impulse. He wants more government control. You guys hired him. Really, I've got friends that live in the New York area. I have no, absolutely no sympathy for you guys. You brought him in. You hired this man twice. I do not understand this. Is this really what you want in New York? Because if this is what you want, you got it. It's all yours. But de Blasio has decided that, you know, maybe the government should control your property just a little bit more. Because it's, to use a famous line, you didn't do that. It's not your property. You didn't buy it. De Blasio bought it, I guess, or something like that. I don't, you know, the man is amazing to me. And the people that hired him, whatever the word is, is even more amazing. Come on, de Blasio. You know, I hate when it doesn't work right. Anyhow, Mayor Bill de Blasio cited socialist impulse in describing an ideal world where New York City government would control all the land and buildings in the city.
Wow.
Hello, comrade. I think people all over the city of every background would like to have the city government be able to determine which building goes where and how high it'll be and who gets to live in it. Now, the first two, they do get to decide. Called building codes, Billy Boy. Did you not pay attention in your own city? They decide, you know, what it looks like, where it goes, how high it is. But who gets to live in it? And what the rent will be? Wow. Does that anybody in New York there, are you scared by any of this? Does any of this make you crazy? This is what de Blasio said in a wide-ranging interview with the New York Magazine. He said, I think a socialistic impulse, which I hear every day in every kind of community, that they would like the things to be planned in accordance with their needs. Not socialistic, Billy. I mean, seriously, you're supposed to be planning, laying out a community for the needs of the community. Asked about housing inequity, the progressive Democrat de Blasio bemoaned that the soaring rent and home prices in one of the world's most expensive cities, and said ideally the city government would be able to implement tough laws around income levels and rents. Like what? What do you do in New York? It's prime property. What you want to do, cut that in half? You want to cut it? You want to get McDonald's people to be able to live on Park Avenue? Nothing against McDonald people, but you work your way up into it, Bill. You know that. Well, maybe you don't. I don't know. And let the city decide who can live, where they can live, and how much they're going to pay. And then, and not only that, tell other businesses how much they're going to pay. He said, look, if I had my druthers, the city government would determine every single plot of land. Scare any of you anymore? How did you keep electing this man? He said, how development would proceed. He said that there would be very stringent requirements around income levels and rents. Well, they do have a handle or a hand in how development gets done. So he's not telling the whole truth there. Later in the interview, de Blasio admitted that this type of governmental control is not possible right now, saying it causes friction and anger, but said that there are many people in New York City who would love to have a government that better addressed their daily needs. I wonder who that would be. It's not the people with the blood, sweat, and tears who make the investment, who put the money in, who have to put their you know, butts on the line in an investment sort of way to build these places. No, it's not. It's the people that are renting them. It's the people who believe they're paying too much money for rent now. There's a world I'd love to see, and I think that we have in this city at least, are people who would love to have the New Deal back. On one level, he said, they'd love to have a very, very powerful government, including a federal government, involved in directly addressing their day-to-day reality. Wow. Do you understand what he's saying here? Do you hear what's coming off of his lips? He's talking about a government that's involved in almost every aspect of your life. I mean, real socialism. How much toilet paper you get. How much bread you get. How much electricity you get to use. How much water you get to use. My God, that should scare you to no end. And these are the people that want to take over the country. But we have raised a generation of what you can do for me's, which is exactly what JFK said not to do. Don't ask what your country can do for you, right? But what can you do for the country? The average monthly rental payment for a two-bedroom apartment in New York City is $2,524, more than double the national average. Yeah, and I'm sure it's 12 times what you get in an apartment in Oklahoma or wherever. I mean, where you don't have as many people piled on top of each other. See, you can't do the national averages like that in a city like New York or Chicago or Los Angeles or San Francisco. People pay big money, good money, to live in an apartment that maybe overlooks the ocean in San Francisco or the New York skyline. There's a lot of risk in building those buildings, maintaining them, taking care of them. God forbid something goes wrong in one of them. He said, you know, by having those kind of prices, you keep everyday people away. What everyday people? You mean burger flippers? They're supposed to stay away until they get an education, until they work a little harder to get a better job. You get a better job, you make more money. When you make more money, you decide whether you want to blow it out in an apartment in New York or maybe buy your own house somewhere on the suburbs a little bit. He said, I was down one day on Varick Street somewhere close to the canal. And it was a big sign out front of a new condo saying, units start at $2 million. De Blasio, in reference to a street in Lower Manhattan, he said, that just drives people stark raving mad in the city because that kind of development is clearly not for everyday people. No kidding. How much did it cost them to build it, Bill? How much of your money did you put into it? These guys put up millions of dollars for this. Right? Sometimes $50, $100, $150 million for this. I don't understand. I don't understand why this is so hard for them to understand. Or, matter of fact, that's not it at all. They don't care to understand. It's not a big deal for them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, you have got to pay attention to what's going on around you. Do you see what's happened all over the country? Do you see the people that have got elected? The kind of things that they throw at us? I looked at the numbers for Southern California to see what the numbers were of people that came out and vote. We had almost twice, maybe a little bit more twice, as many people come out in a presidential election than we had this election, midterm election. Do you understand how much you hurt the president in doing that? Do you understand that if you don't give him the people that he needs, that that's going to be a problem for him ultimately, which becomes a problem for us if you really want things done? Come on, let that sink in for a second. Think about how that, you know, we got right now, I think we got 52 or 53 senators. If you think that's enough, you're wrong. Mitt Romney is not on President Trump's side. He's already said so, and he says it on a daily basis. You really think he's going to be voting on the things that Trump wants on a regular basis? Seriously? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down because you're going to need it tomorrow. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Listen, thanks for tuning in. I always appreciate the time. I really do. I appreciate the time you spend with me. You know, I appreciate the time you're commenting on the chat rooms. You're sending me emails. You're sending me information. Always love it. I do appreciate it. God bless. Thanks for spending time with me. And we will be back tomorrow. And I'm believing that you will, too. Don't leave me hanging.